Hello. Welcome to the Richly or Poorly Show. My name is Dr. Stephen Dawson, and I am your show host. Thank you for joining me. Please visit shdawson.com/podcast and click on the link offer to learn about the Richly or Poorly Show. I invite you to visit the podcast webpage. Scroll down to the bottom of this webpage to receive the transcript of each show episode. The transcripts await you, so you can copy either any or all of them to your device so you can have them with you to help you live your life more richly. Please visit shdawson.com/subscribe to join my optional email list to receive time-sensitive news on the Richly or Poorly Show, my public speaking activities, and anything else that is suitable for me to send to you. Please listen to, follow, and like the show on Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you listen. And please remember to leave the show a nice review. Please share the show with your friends. Send them the link to my podcast webpage and offer to help them set up their device to subscribe to the show. Thank you to the 6 streaming services that syndicate the Richly or Poorly Show. Thank you to the anonymous, individual, and contributor sponsors of the Richly or Poorly Show. I'm still looking for my first commercial sponsor. Finally, please continue to email your questions and comments about the show to service@shdawson.com. The show's motto is unmistakable. Richly is goodly. Please consider how you define the term good as we journey through life together in your pursuit of defining the term richly in your life. Last week, I presented on how predefined processes help to overcome fear by using the second principle for living life more richly. I presented the second principle: purpose defines process. I then moved to put fear, structured processes, and the second principle of living life more richly together in a way that listeners could use this information. Today, I will present on the topic of communication. I will align this topic with the 7-part purchase process to establish multiple teams in your life to help you have the ability to multiply your efforts to live your life more richly and less poorly through your teams. The intended outcome is to empower you with the ability to get wealth. What you do with this power is indeed your choice. Restating, please consider how you define the term good as we journey through life together in your pursuit of defining the term richly in your life. Now, if you decide you do not want the wealth you gain, then I have good news for you. There are plenty of people in this world who could use the wealth you do not want to fund their needs of food, clothing, shelter, medical care, and education. Also, I am happy to accept any wealth you decide you do not need in your life. Pressing onward, let's start our work to help your communication skills go to a new level of ability you have never dreamed you would achieve. Today, I'm going to provide you with the definition of communication, sell you a bit on the strengths and weaknesses of communication, and prepare you for what's coming next and how I can help you live your life more richly. Definition: communication only occurs when the receiver sends back 100% what the sender is sending. There are 5 parts to communication: sender, message, encoding, channel, and receiver. More on these terms in a few minutes. A message alone is not communication. We live in a world today where there are more messages and less communication. This combination is causing nothing but problems for anyone who is trying to live their life more richly. The answer to solving this problem is to add feedback to the messaging to arrive at communication. Feedback enables ongoing communication, acknowledgement, verification, and the opportunity to modify the message that was sent. Communication strengths. It is easier to deal with machines than people, as machines do not talk back to us and cause us grief as do people. However, a machine will never deliver anything other than what it was designed to accomplish. Robotics hopes to replace people in relationships. This replacement will never happen, as a robot is a machine. The benefits provided by the element of surprise in life can only come from people. Communication weaknesses. Noise is defined as acoustic pollution. Noise is an element of communication. Anything that interferes with shared communication works against you. Noise can be internal or external to a person. It is internal when one does not have clear thinking, using the term noise as a metaphor. It may be easier sometimes to work with numbers instead of people. An example of this scenario is investing in the stock market. The buying and selling results in, hopefully, a profit. There is no need to get a job and deal with people when income can be accomplished by way of your investing that brings you a profit. Living a life without interacting with people is the definition of loneliness. Loneliness is a challenge for anyone to experience. Not having people to share experiences with in life is a risky scenario. The risk is realized when a problem comes along that needs more than what we have to resolve it. Furthermore, the aspect of learning alone is possible, but not always a luxury. I use the term luxury as learning from others is a way to accelerate the learning process. One may not have enough time to move leisurely in their learning experience. Learning from others exclusively is not learning, but a knowledge transfer. All learning requires some amount of individual discovery to experience growth in whatever skill is sought. Communication perspective. I am known as a direct communicator. I do not spend time using empty talk, talk that does nothing but help prepare the receiver to hear whatever it is I have to say in my message. I view empty talk as offensive. I do not desire to offend anyone by offering them empty talk from me. There is no such thing as being a good communicator. There is only the possibility of being a good messenger. The best anyone can accomplish is to form and send their messages. We cannot perform the work of receiving any message we send. What we can do is alter either the encoding of the message or the channel we use to send the message without changing the content of the message itself. Think of encoding as either written or spoken, perhaps nonverbal. Think of a channel as saying, I love you, by way of either a gift or an act of service. I have studied Instagram. I tell you now, I do not understand Instagram. I do not understand it because there is such limited messaging occurring. There is certainly no communication occurring within Instagram. I am unclear what the call of action is for any Instagram post. If a company has an event and they post 20 pictures of the event, then they are showing me what happened at the event in a limited manner. If a person shows me 20 pictures of themselves while they are standing in the same place at the same time, then I am confused. I am unclear why I would want to spend my time and effort looking at 20 different pictures of a person at the same time and in the same place. The circumstances worsen when a person who has shared their 20 pictures does not say anything about where the pictures were taken, or worse yet, why they want me to look at the 20 pictures. I understand Instagram is a form of messaging, but not a form of communication. There is no way for me to message back to the sender. My posting a comment about the pictures publicly is unpleasant. I may not want to share with the world all I have to say to that person. I could send them a direct message, but there is no guarantee they will either read or reply to the message. I see the outcome of Instagram will be worse than the demise of Facebook. Coming next, where I am going with this communication matter is helping you understand clearly how you can avoid the problems associated with messaging alone, how to help your receiver want to reply to your message, and accomplish the act of communication with you. A hint today, it's about money. Remember, communication only occurs when the receiver sends back 100% of what the sender is sending. So expect to send multiple messages and expect to receive multiple messages before you realize the condition known as communication. I am sending you messages through the Richly or Poorly Show. We now have the benefit of a structured email list to improve our relationship. Again, please visit shdawson.com/subscribe to join my optional email list to receive time-sensitive news on the Richly or Poorly Show, my public speaking activities, and anything else that is suitable for me to send to you. This email option enables you to gain more messaging from me to gain messaging from you, and for us to realize the condition known as communication. Your ability to relate to your project team members will increase as your communication skills further develop. I'm not saying anyone has poor communication skills now. I am saying that communication is a never-ending journey. Add in the combination of multiple cultures that we experience as a part of using the internet to speak with people across your country and in other countries. I suggest you take what you have learned today and apply it to the first step in the 7-part purchase process, determine duration. Focusing your thoughts to estimate how long it will take for a possible team member to do their part of the project work will help you focus your thoughts to form your messages for the next part of the process, determine trust. You will find that the more time and effort you apply to the beginning of the 7-part purchase process, that the latter parts will take you less time and effort to accomplish. I have much more to share with you on the topic of communication as it applies to your intent to live your life more richly. I leave you with this thought as you consider what I have shared with you today. There are 24 hours in a day and 7 days in a week, totaling 168 hours in a week. A 3-hour radio show, 5 days a week, is 15 hours a week. 15 of 168 is 9%. How much do you estimate you can retain from hearing 15 hours a week on a topic? Arguably, kindergarten through 12th grade students only have about 2 hours a day of academic learning. It is all the students can take in and process for their learning experience. The rest of the day for these students is spent observing others while trying to develop the skill of communication. Both college and university learning have about the same amount of time per course. So taking 5 courses at a time is at least 10 hours of learning per week, often double this amount. The difference in student learning workload is how much material is contained in each course for each of the students. Your time in the Richly or Poorly show is designed to be spent by way of my presenting to you direct messages. Then, you as the listener, enjoy the rest of the week considering what I have presented to you without experiencing any intended form of strain. This method is the most effective way that I have found to learn. I share it with you based on the probability that it will help you maximize your learning and do so in a way that is quite enjoyable for you as you transform from living your life poorly to living your life more richly. I hope you are able to succeed in your learning journey as you pursue living your life more richly by listening to the Richly or Poorly show. Well, that's it for today. Richly is goodly. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Richly or Poorly show. I have enjoyed presenting to you today. Until the next episode, I hope you will be safe and join me next week. Until then.